Supporters of a national park in northern Maine have a lot more work to do to convince residents in one area town to support the proposal. In a non-binding straw vote Tuesday, 252 Medway residents opposed the park, while 102 voters supported it. As Jay Field reports, park opponents say the vote is proof that an expensive campaign to convince area residents to support the park is not working.
That campaign is being waged by Roxanne Quimby's son, Lucas St. Clair, and Elliottsville Plantation, the nonprofit that manages Quimby's vast land holdings in the North Woods. Under the proposal, Elliottsville would donate 100,000 acres of land toward the creation of a 75,000-acre national park between Baxter State Park and the East Branch of the Penobscot River and a national recreation area of the same size. The remaining 50,000 acres would be purchased as the project moves forward and other landowners become willing to sell. In recent months, Elliottsville has spent extensive time and money in an effort to sell the idea to skeptical residents in the Katahdin region.
We still have work to do in Medway.
David Farmer is a spokesman for Elliottsville Plantation and Lucas St. Clair, who argues that a national park would create between 450 and 1,000 jobs and jumpstart an economic revival in a region devastated by mill closures and the collapse of papermaking.
Big ideas take time, and we're going to continue to work in Medway and East Millinocket, which has an election coming up on Monday, to change hearts and minds and to tell the story of the opportunity that the park and recreation area could create.
The Katahdin Area Chamber of Commerce and the Medway Board of Selectmen are backing the proposal, but those endorsements did little to win over park opponents in Medway. Ted O'Mara is with the Maine Woods Coalition, a collection of Katahdin area groups fighting a proposed park and recreation area.
It was pretty convincing. People in Medway, one of the towns that will be closest to the proposed park that would be most impacted by it, resoundingly said no to the idea.
But O'Mara says that doesn't mean that a no vote was easy for some residents.
We all know that area has really been rocked by the closure of the mills in Millinocket and East Millinocket, but I think it says the people in that area, they recognize that they have vast forest resources, that they have hydropower, they have rail and a network of private roads, and the best use of them is not to wall it off and create a national park.
East Millinocket residents will have their say on a proposed national park and recreation area on Monday. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.